Vamos Yerushalmi, corresponding to Yevamos Bavli, Daf Lamed Vav. We begin in Yerushalmi on Daf Chaf Gimel Amud Aleph on the 10th line, Shmuel Omar. Shmuel Omar, Zochin, as you say, Loboim. Shmuel says one may be Mezak, one may acquire for a fetus. Loza Omar, Ein Zochin, say Loboim, whereas Loza says one may not be Mezak for a fetus. Umab Yosi, Apagab, Shmuel Omar, Zochin, Loboim, Moidihu, Maidi v'hu sheyadza roishay v'rubay b'chaim. The basis says even though Shmuel said that one may be mezakeh for a fetus, he agrees that it acquires only if the head or majority came out alive. Masnisa achiles levim toy v'nimtzis mulberes k'madad amal. Say tamon ben hu l'mafreir nagaba chalitza v'hocha. She say ben hu l'mafreir v'hu sheyzakeh. We have a support from the Mishnah. If one does chalitza to his yavama, and she was found to be pregnant. Just like you say there that it's a child and the chalitza was void retroactively, also here it's a child retroactively and the zechia, the acquisition is only if he is born alive. Tamantanin, ha'ime im yalda ishti zocha yito mana, yalda zocha noito mana. In nekeva masayim, yalda nekeva netes masayim. The Mishnah says that if one said, if my wife will give birth to a male, he will receive 100, and she gave birth to a male, then he receives 100. If he said, if she will give birth to a female, she will receive 200, and she gave birth to a female, then she receives 200. This one can be mezakeh for fetus is only for his son, means one feels fondly about him and resolves to give, but not for another person. Whereas Rabbi Yosef says, even for another. Adas Jablaza Uvad Shiv Mira Habai Loi. Uvad Metaltin Hakakois Loi. The Kunta Blaza Lihia for fetus is only for a Shimira means one who is dangerously sick, the common actor that his words be fulfilled, lest anxiety confuse him, but not for a healthy person. It's only for Metaltin, movable objects, but not for land. Since according to the letter of the law he does not acquire, we limit it to what we find in the Mishnah, meaning Metaltin. Masnisa pliga our blaza gesh emes abizbizi yisor es nechasa v'noida shesh lo ben min les hayom oshahaisa ibra akol chayovim lachzir. We have a question against the blaza from a tosefta. If a convert died in Yisrael and took his property, and it became known that he has a son overseas or his wife was pregnant, he must return it for the fetus acquired. Ma avad la blaza, how will blaza explain this? Shni hi hocha shehu b'noi. The answer is here is different because he's a son and he inherits him automatically, but that like a gift which requires a kinyan. The sefer pliga al Shmuel min hador de Yosef, and the sefer that is after is difficult for Shmuel according to how Rabbi Yosef explained that Shmuel said that one may be mezakeh for a fetus, meaning only if the head or majority come out alive. Yechziroi hakol achal kach meisaben oy shepila kol akoidem v'achoina zocha v'shino lo zocha. If they returned all the property that they took, and after the son died or his wife miscarried, whoever acquired first the latter time is after the death or the miscarriage acquired. What they acquired the first time they did not acquire. Afilu barishena, say yizake, lekein al raviyosa afagav deshmu amazochin oboim moidu moidi behujiyat savoich rubay mechayim hoyeina ben kayama. Even the first time they should acquire. Didn't Rabbi Yosef say that even though Shmuel said that one may be mezakeh for fetus, he agreed that it's only if the head or majority came out alive. Since she miscarried, the fetus wasn't viable. I'm Rabbi Yitzchak bar Elazar, Meshum Yush. Rabbi Yitzchak bar Elazar answered, it's due to despair, means when they heard that she was pregnant, they despaired. Avon Zikisoin, Elochia bar Vava, Meshem, Rabbi Abba bar Nosson, Chozaba, Rabbi quoting Rabbi Abba bar Nosson, said that Rulaza retracted due to the Mishnah that if a male he will see 100, if a female 200, a female with respect to a son, is she not like a stranger? The other one may be mezakeh even for a stranger. Tani Bakapoa ben Yoimoi Zochimai. Bakapoa said, taught an advisor that all agree that a newborn baby, one may be mezakeh for him. And coming on to the next Mishnah, Halacha Beis, HaKoinus Esivim Toi Benimtsis Muberes, the other, the bunch of Vlad Kishokayama Yotzin, Mishnah said if a Yavama did Yibum and was found to be pregnant from her late husband, if she gives birth to a viable baby, the Yavam must divorce her, and they must bring a Korban Chatas. If it's not a viable birth, it's a miscarriage, then he may keep her. If we're unsure whether the baby was born 9 months after conception from the deceased, or 7 months after conception from the Yavam, he divorces her, the child is kosher, means not a mamzer, and they bring Ashem Toli, because perhaps they sinned. The Gemara says, Amr b'yossi kol she'efshelacha la'amoid al vadai in'chayv nosikai Ashem Toli. Rabbi Yossi says that in any case, you can clarify vadai, whether or not he sins, he's not liable in Ashem Toli for the Safi. Ich avida, I love one of Shnei Zaysim, Echad Shelchel, Echad Shuman, Va'achal Echad Mehen, Bachareyo, Munach, I should say, Lefonov, in a high of Seikoi, Ashim Toli. What's the case? There were two Kazaysim in front of him. One was Chele, which is forbidden fat, and one is Shuman, which is permitted fat, and he ate one of them and doesn't know which, and the other one's in front of him. He's not liable, Ashim Toli, for the Safi. I should say, Haya Bachareyo, Munach, Bateva, Va'avad, Hamafteach. If the other piece was in a box and he lost the key, since if I'll find the key I can clarify vadai, which I ate, is he liable Ashim Toli for the Safek? Perhaps it's different because he can clarify only later. Say Eino, maybe. We learn from our Mishnah, if one did Yibum and she was found to be pregnant, if she gives birth to a viable baby, etc., then he must bring a korban. This implies that as long as it's not known whether it's viable or a miscarriage, he does not bring. Other Amr, Sheino, maybe. This shows that although when it's possible to clarify only later, he does not bring. Rav Amal, Kol, she says she Efsha, Leilamo, Al Padayov, En chayavim al seikoi ashim toli. Rav said, in any case that it was never possible to clarify, it was vadai, then one is not liable on ashim toli for a safek. Ich avida, hayu lefanav shnei zeitzim, echad shachele v'echad shashuman, v'achal echad mehen, v'va oyev, v'achnas hasheni, ma'ache, she sheyochol lamad al vadayov, she say chayavim al seikoi ashim toli. What's the case? There were two kazeitzim in front of him, one of chelev and one of shuman, and he ate one of them, and a raven came and ate the other one. Since he could have clarified vadai, he's liable ashim toli for the safek. Avlem ochal oyev tchila v'chakav ochal hu ma'achar shtei she'enei yochal amoid al vadayov shtei ein chayav malfeikoi ashim toli. However, if first the raven ate and after he ate, since he couldn't have clarified the vadai, he's not liable ashim toli for the safek. Okay, amar rab hu she'chiach lefonov chilev bor. Rav didn't say this. He said that one's liable Ashim Toli if Vadai there was Chelev in front of him, even if there was no chance to clarify. Afagav the Rav Amar Rabbi Shechiach Lefanov Chelev Boro Moiduhu Hocha Sheyochal Lamoid Al Vadayov. The answer is, even though Rav said there must Vadai be Chelev in front of him, he agrees here that he's liable only if it was possible to clarify Vadai. Masnisa Pliga Al Rav. The question again is about from a brisa, a kvi, which is an animal with unknown whether it's a behema or a chaya. And if it's a behema, one's chaya is kosher for its chelev. And if it's a chaya, then its chelev is permitted. The lover said, one's liable ashim toli for its chelev. Ma'avid Rav, how can Rav answer this? There's no vaday issa here, and we cannot clarify it. Atala chalukim al divrei Rablaza. The answer is that is Rabbi Elazar's opinion, but Chacham argue with Rabbi Elazar. Asnis a pliga al Rav, chaticha shel chulin, chaticha shel kodesh, ochel esachas mehen, ve'en yadua eze mehen ochel, mevi ashen toloi, ochel sashniya, mevi ashen vada. I have a question against Rav from a brisa. If there were a piece of chulin and a piece of hekdesh, and he ate one of them, he doesn't know which he ate, he brings ashen toloi. If he ate the second, he brings ashen vada for me'ila. Achas of a shayna, of a achas of a shnia, there may be ashen tolle, but there may be ashen tolle. If he ate the first and another came and ate the second, then one brings Hashem Toli and the other one brings Hashem Toli. Nicha Rishoin Mevi Hashem Toli Sheini Lama. Granted, the first brings an Hashem Toli because there was a Vaday Issa here and he could have clarified the Vaday, but why does the second one bring? Amrav Yasa Tipata Shehoisa Chaticha Gedela V'Ochal Chetzi V'Ni Chetzi. Yasa answered that the case is it was a big piece, the first ate half and the and left half. Masnisa Pliga Al Rab Sofik Ben Teisha Lerishoin Ben Shival Achroin Yotzi V'Avlad Kosha V'Chayov Hashem Toli. I have a question again to Rav from the Mishnah. If it's a suffix, whether it's a 9-month baby from the first or a 7th-month baby from the second, he divorces her, the child is kosher, and they bring an Hashem Toli. It's impossible for you to clarify your vaday, yet they are chayav Hashem Toli for the suffix. I'm Rabbi Yossa, Chayame, Rabbi Zeira, Koyme Rabbi Chia Ba'avava, Rabbi Chizkia, Rabbi Chia Ba'avava, Chayame, Rabbi Zura, Kaminan, Me'achas V'yochel Ha'arois, V'lefresh, V'leida, Imemenuhu, Imeachehu, Shisei Kami, Shuyochel Lama, Dovidios. The answer is, says Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yossi said that Rabbi Zeira answered this in front of Rabbi Chia Ba'avava, and Rabbi Chizkia said that Rabbi Chia Ba'avava said Rabbi Zeira answered this in front of us, since he could do Ha'ara, which is the initial stage of relations, from then he was a suffix liable, and separate means she cannot separate at a point where she cannot yet become pregnant through this. He's like one who could clarify the vaday whether or not he is liable.